What about the issue of brain mets in these agents?
Patients with CNS metastases have been excluded from the clinical trials, and so we really don't know about the activity of these agents in the central nervous system. Although now that these drugs are available, patients with CNS metastases have been started to be treated with these, and it appears that at least the oral TKIs are safe in that population, and we're seeing anecdotal reports of response. So as long as the CNS disease is controlled, I think it shouldn't be an absolute exclusion towards trying these agents, and it's possible that you may see benefit.
Have bleeds been seen with these agents, including bevacizumab with renal cell?
Certainly bevacizumab in renal cancer is associated with bleeding, but not necessarily CNS bleeding. There have been nosebleeds and GI bleeding and things like that that have been seen.
What about bleeding in the tumor sites as is seen in lung cancer?
Well, we don't know whether all these sites are tumor sites or not, but there are patients who have their renal tumors in place or primary tumors, and we've seen hematuria enhanced in that setting, particularly with bevacizumab, which has this long half-life, and therefore when you start seeing bleeding, it takes a long time to get the drug out of your system as opposed to the oral TKIs, which have half-lives of a day or two, and when you stop the drug, you pretty much take off the block on the receptor pathway.
But I would be
a little more nervous about using bevacizumab in patients with CNS metastases compared to sunitinib or sorafenib.
But no major bleeds into tumors have been reported with these agents?
Not life-threatening hemoptysis, as was seen in the squamous cell cancers of the lung, but I think there have been significant bleeds that have happened. We've had patients in the intensive care unit because of nosebleeds or because of...
Really? Nosebleeds?
Right, or because of hematuria, but I think those are rare events. So I think with regard to treatment CNS metastases, I think it's reasonable to consider and probably safer to choose TKIs than bevacizumab at the moment.